This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Construction companies are set to keep hiring in 2019 amid still growing demand. That's according to a recent survey by the Associated General Contractors of America. But there are plans, and then there's reality. That same study finds about 80% of those companies are having a hard time finding workers. From the Marketplace Hub at WCPN IdeaStream, Adrian Ma reports from Cleveland.
The temperature is below freezing at a construction site in downtown Cleveland, where workers from a company called Donley's are helping to build a new apartment tower. CEO Mac Donley knows that when the weather finally turns warm, there will be even more construction projects. So he has a team of full-time recruiters looking to hire for jobs like laborers, cement masons, and carpenters.
You need to stay in front of it at this point. You cannot be reactive or your competition's going to go right by you.
In this tight labor market, contractors around the country are paying more to attract skilled tradesmen and women. The average salary for a pipe welder has increased more than 10% since 2015. And for sheet metal workers, pay is up more than 18%. That's according to surveys by the nonprofit National Center for Construction Education and Research. Still, even if a company is willing to pay for the best, it often has to settle for what it can get.
And that's why the industry is spending much more now on training.
Ken Simonson is chief economist for the Associated General Contractors of America. He says companies are investing more in less experienced workers because
there is a growing backlog of demand for construction of both public buildings, private buildings, infrastructure, and apartments.
When deep demand meets a shallow labor pool, you have to get creative. Arthur Lindros heads the firm Bolton Pratt.
There were times last year where we hired carpenters from other companies to work on the weekends just to keep up with our workload.
He says he's even lured workers out of retirement to help finish a job. Not ideal, but an example of how personal connections can make a difference. On that score, Arian Kirkpatrick says she likes to send birthday cards to current and former employees of her company, AKA Team.
You wouldn't believe the response and how many people appreciate that. They're like, I've worked with the company for 10 years or 20 years. Nobody ever acknowledged me like that.
And when they need a job, she says hopefully they'll acknowledge her by signing up for work. In Cleveland, I'm Adrian Ma for Marketplace.